This is Behind the Mic with Audiophile Magazine. I'm Joe Reed, and I have Emily Connolly with me this week, and that means I know we're talking about young adults and fantasy at some point during this week, and that makes me happy.
Hi, Joe. You are right. We are.
I know.
I actually have some audiobooks. I was thinking about them. There are a couple that are diving into our lives right now and some that make for a really good escape from that.
So where are we starting?
So we're starting with the audiobook from Amanda Gorman, Call Us What We Carry, Poems. And it's her first widely published collection of poetry.
Right, because she's had another.
Yes.
But yeah, you're right. This is the first, like, big one.
Exactly. And in it, she's exploring themes around social and global issues like coronavirus and climate change, the Black Lives Matter movement. But she's also diving into history and exploring language and identity. And it's a great listen.
Her delivery at Joe Biden's inauguration was extraordinary. And I can only imagine how good she is at delivering her audiobook, because that is a person who knows how to deliver a poem.
That was my introduction to her. I first encountered her when I was seeing her up on stage, and I was so thrilled to be hearing her deliver those words and to be sitting there with my kids watching her on the TV and sharing that moment with them.
Your kids must have been blown away by having this young person up there.
Yes.
Delivering a poem.
Yes, exactly. So it was great having that moment, and I'm so happy for her to have this collection out now, a year later. I love getting to listen to poetry on audio, and I think it's such a great way to connect with the author's words. Why don't we listen to a sample? This is a sample from her poem called Surviving.
Okay, this is Call Us What We Carry. It's written and read by Amanda Gorman.
It didn't have to be this way. In fact, it did not have to be. The gone were, are, no threshold, no stepstone beneath our feet. Even as they did not die for us, we shall move for them. We shall only learn when we let this loss, like us, sing on and on.
Her voice is so young and yet so strong.
It is. And I love getting to hear her on this. She has a sort of a deliberate narrative style. She doesn't get in the way of her words. She really is letting them come through.
But she's not afraid to be emotional.
Right. And she definitely, yeah. Once we get to especially the final poem is her inaugural poem.
The Hill We Climb.
Hearing her voice it here, it makes you again feel that urgency that she brought to mind when she was up on that stage. So it's definitely powerful to listen to. And I really enjoyed looking at it in print and following along with her narrating it. I don't usually do that when I'm listening to an audiobook, but it made me appreciate sitting down and thinking about her poetry and looking at the forms of how she wrote the poems as well. But she plays a lot with how they look on page too.
I love listening to poetry, and poets are typically very good readers because that's what they do. They read their poems.
Exactly.
But it's also wonderful to see it on the page, because where is it coming to a full stop? Where does a sentence not end, but the line ends? You know, how does scansion work?
Right.
It's so interesting to me.
And I thought they did a great job with the production of it. There's some playful things they do almost, where there's Morse code that you hear. So it's an interesting listening experience. So it's one that for me, I appreciate reading it both ways.
Okay, that is Call Us What We Carry, written and read by Amanda Gorman. I say good start, Emily, and I will talk to you tomorrow.
Oh, thank you.
Support for Behind the Mic comes from Oasis Family Media, the home of Oasis Audio, Enclave Audio, Paperback Classics, and Hollywoodland Audio Books. I'm Joe Reed, and I'll talk to you tomorrow.